Welcome to Wizard Team, a Harry Potter cast for true Potterheads. Each week we discuss a chapter from the series with all of our knowledge of the Wizarding World. Be warned, this is a spoiler-heavy podcast. I'm Robin.
And I'm Brianna. We were really excited to go through these chapters and discuss our thoughts and feelings about the original book series, but that's over now. So today we're discussing scenes 22 through 30 of Fantastic Beasts, The Crimes of Grindelwald.
So much fun. So much fun.
Oh, yeah.
I'm
having a ball.
I'm really excited about this. Yeah. I think it's some of the best writing that's ever been wrote. Mm. We have some announcements and reminders. This is an interactive podcast, and we want to know your thoughts, so please feel free to tweet along with us. Use the hashtag WizardTeam on Twitter to join the conversation.
Love our blog, love WizardTeam, have a few extra galleons lying around, support Black Girls Create. You can check out our new Patronus perks or send us a cheering charm at blackgirlscreate.org/support. We are currently raising funds in celebration of our fifth birthday. We have like a house cup situation going on. So basically you donate and then you put your house in there and then we have points. And then the winner of the house cup at the end of the month will get to vote on what exclusive content you can unlock.
We releasing something from the vaults, y'all. Think of, you know, Disney and the Song of the South, except that's
better.
Never coming out.
Yeah, never happen. And also never coming. Nothing. We don't have anything that's comparable to that.
What? We don't have anything where we're just like super out of pocket?
Yes, but no, not,
but not in a slavery racism.
Yeah, no, definitely not in that way.
Yeah. Anyway, we also have Black Girls Create merch. Head over to our website and set up your nerd fashion and stationery game.
And if you want to support us but don't have the funds to do so, rate and review us on iTunes.
Also subscribe to Black Witches Weekly, our newsletter created by Wizard Bay Deb, with nerd news and links to what's been going on. If you want to be in the know, be sure to subscribe. You can do that at blackgirlscreate.org. And now, Wizard Team News.
So, first off, you should check out our new website update, courtesy of our girl, Nicole. We're like, you know, 5 years, we're getting
new website, who dis?
You know, the brand is strong. Speaking of the brand, we also have a new Twitter @. So it's @ BLK Girls Create, because apparently Black Girls Create spelled all the way out is too long for some reason. So BLK Girls Create. You know, again, for the branding. And yeah, we're, like I said earlier, this is our fifth year in
existence.
Yes. And so this whole month we'll be like doing a couple cool things to celebrate. Shout out to Kay, and Robin, who hosted our very first Harry Potter trivia last Saturday.
Shout out to you guys who came with such brilliant trivia names and were yelling at us about how we worded questions and were there. It was fun.
It was really fun. It was cool. I was like coming in and out because we're like in the same place, so like we really should not be streaming on two different computers with the Wi-Fi like that. Like, that's wild. But I couldn't be like in the room because I wasn't hosting and I was
on the back end.
On the back end, trying to like make sure that.
Because I literally, I don't know why I thought.
I don't know why you did either. I was asking them questions and you were like, we got it.
Okay, it'll be cool. In the DMs. And you'll be able to be like 1, 2, 3. And then we had 15 teams and I was like, help. Yep.
But that was shout out to
you. Shout out to you helping.
Where I like to like live, honestly. Like, the moments when I get to do shit on the back end, that's when I really am like in my final form. Like, I'm sitting there in spreadsheets, me and Delia are like, okay, you got this one? Yeah. Like, that's my shit. Like, hosting is like fine, whatever, but back end, sign me up, coach.
Cool, because I enjoyed hosting. It was fun.
So then boom, look at that. We got
that.
Like,
synchronicity.
We love to see it. Also coming up, we are gonna have an Owl Post live stream. We did one last year, except it wasn't live, it was like a bonus episode for Wizard Team. So stay tuned for info about that. It'll be on October 17th, which is a Sunday.
October.
What the hell? I wish. What day? What is today?
I don't even know because literally as we're getting ready to start this, I was like, oh shit. I was supposed to start asking those questions today. I guess Monday, tomorrow. Tomorrow I was going to start. But I didn't know what day it was.
Anyway, May 17th.
Also, it's like about to be Cinco de Mayo. Like,
that's true.
And a Taco Tuesday. And I just found that out like a day ago. And that was exciting.
We're going to get tacos.
Mother's Day is like around the corner.
Yeah, that's yikes.
And my mom is
okay,
just...
Okay, wait. The point is...
right.
May 17th. We will announce the time. I don't know what off the top of my head, but we'll just stay tuned on our Twitter. We'll have info.
It'll be a live stream with us and the other three members of the Squint. We'll be doing Q&A, so get your questions ready and we will have our A's ready. You get your Q's, we got our A's. And then we'll be doing some like game type of things. Kind of similar to the holiday live stream that we did, but this one is celebrating, you know, the whole blog and what we've done the past 5 years and where we're going in the next 5 years, and also having fun.
Yeah, it'll be the process. It will be. I'm sure it'll be a mess. Like, I know, like, y'all have.
It's heard, a Zoom birthday party, basically, like every other Zoom birthday party that you've been to since we've been in lockdown.
And I also think that, like, I know I've been to like two so far. One of them was my own. Yeah, I mean, I think it'll just be, like, pretty much how, I mean, we've had Delia, Portia, and Connie on the podcast in multiple iterations. I don't know if they were all five at the same time, but, like, y'all know what the dynamic is going to be. It'll be fun, and a mess, and there'll be laughter, and hopefully wine. We'll have wine. I'll make sure.
I don't know why I thought you said there'll be laughter and lime. And I was like, I mean, I guess I could get some limes. I don't know. Sure.
Wine.
Wine, we can definitely do.
Yes.
I mean, you could put limes in the wine if you want to. Yeah. I don't know. I don't think
that will work with red.
Magical birthdays. Tomorrow is my girl Eliana's birthday. If she don't stop tweeting at me about or texting me about this NSYNC giveaway that we're not gonna win because it's one of those, you know, those things where you give to charity. And then as you get to charity, there's an opportunity to, like...
Oh, it, like, doubles or whatever, depending on how much you give?
No, it's a fanatic thing. So you give money, and then it puts your name in a hat. And, like, win it, the prize, if you get chosen for the prize, is you and two friends going to Orlando and having a 2-day park experience, Disney, Universal, whatever, with Lance Bass, Chris Kirkpatrick, and Joey Fatone. And, like, yes, we would all love that. But also, like, I have $5, so I'm not going to win. Mm-hmm. So, like, I'm going to give my $5 and then cry. Yeah. So it's fine, but she's so excited. She has to win, and I want her to win. I want that for her. But also, it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
But also, I want that for her.
But if one of you win, then
we both out here.
Yeah.
Anyway, shout out to my girl. Director extraordinaire.
Yes.
Hustler.
Finesser.
She knows how to tell a story, man. Storyteller. In all iterations. Yes. Like, on film, on text, face-to-face, on a phone. The girl can turn a phrase. And we hope she has a wonderful birthday.
Yes.
Tangent time. Do you have one?
Do I have a tangent?
I have a mini one, and then a slightly longer one.
Okay, you go.
Mini one. Stream Vincent the Filling. V-I-N-C-I-N-T. Vincent. Also, because I was listening to a lot of Vincent, someone asked a question about, like, who he'd want to work with, and he was like, Beyonce, obviously, and then Robin. And he was talking about Robin, and I was like, yes. And so then I went back and I, like, listened to Body Talk today, and it still goes. And also reminded me of the time that my brother convinced these people from, like, New Zealand or whatever that I was Robin. Like, I am Robin, but that I was the Robin, the singer, at Coachella, and it was very funny. Because I was kind of drunk, and I played along, and then I started singing, and they were like, huh? I was like, exactly. It was funny. But, so that's my mini one. Slightly longer one. On Twitter, there was, like, this little web comic thing of Charlie.
Oh, yeah.
And dragons.
That was adorable.
And I just started thinking about how much more I would enjoy Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them if instead of Newt, it was Charlie. And he was,
I guess,
finding Fantastic Beasts along with his little niece and nephews.
Yeah.
Roxanne and Rose and Hugo and Fred Jr.
I said this during, Wizard History Month, but, like, on Twitter, and it was one time. Just for all you fic, you know, BSU fic writers, Y'all know there are black Weasleys, yeah?
There are four of them.
There are four of them. But, like, Roxanne and Fred Jr. There. They're there.
They are
and,
there.
Like, I've written a couple of Roxanne fics, and I probably will do more because, like, in my head canon, she really likes dragons, so she hangs out a lot with her Uncle Charlie. But, like, I just want more. So, I'm just putting it in there. Hermione's great. We love Blaze. Dean is that one. Desiree, love her. Created her. She's, love it. Roxanne and Fred and even Rose and Hugo. Like, you know, they out here. That's all.
Yes. So, things in the chat. Want to be reminded that it's also May the 4th.
Yes.
Monday. Is it today?
Yesterday. Or not yesterday. 2 days ago because it's Wednesday. We go out. Monday is the 4th.
Tuesday's the 5th. Yes. So it's May the 4th. So May the 4th be with you and the 5th, return of the 5th.
Yes.
Latte's dog is named Cinco de Mayo. Do you call him Cinco? Or do you call him Mayo? Or do you call him Day? Or
no,
do you call him Cinco? Oh, her dog's birthday. I don't know why. I got a video of my puppy and she's so cute. Shout out to dogs. You know? All of you.
Sure.
For just existing. Except for chihuahuas. Fuck that. I don't. That's just chihuahua. Like the yappy dogs. I don't really. That's not my bag. But if you have a yappy dog that you love, go forth and yap together. But shout out to dogs in general.
Latte's dog's name is Sage.
Sage.
That's a good name.
Happy birthday, Sage. Happy bark day, as they call it. Woo. Yes. Maggie also says that she can totally envision Charlie finding Fantastic Beasts with his younger family members, a la Sarah Jane Adventures, and I'd like to see it. Thank you. But alas, earwax. Mm-hmm. Here we are. Literal earwax. Yes.
Eye wax. Ew.
Well, because, you know, you're reading it, and you're like, I could not.
That's true. Previously on Wizard Team, Newt went to a hearing slash job, apparently a job
interview,
in which there was already a backup person for the job who was there during the interview in the shadows and was just waiting for Newt to be like, nah, I actually want this job, to be like, haha, you a little bitch, I'm out here, I'll hunt Credence, I don't give a fuck. When they could have just went with that dude from the beginning, but instead,
part of me wants to watch the movie up to that point. In the hopes that he would say, ha ha, you a little bitch. I know that's not what happened.
No, he doesn't do that, so.
But I mean, if that was what happened.
Yeah.
That would be so good.
Yeah.
Ha ha, you a little bitch.
That's what he basically said, though. He came out, he was like, this is level 7. What's good? And then.
Shout out to Coulson.
Shout out to Coulson, that's true. And then, which also comes out this.
I don't care.
Well, I do. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. comes out this month. That's much better than Crimes of Grindelwald. It's lit. That's going to be the first show that I actually watch. I've mostly just been rewatching.
I miss Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. I wish they would get some goddamn chill.
I'm watching Insecure, so that's a show that I'm watching that I haven't watched before. And Housewives reunion happening next week. Oh, it's lit. Anyway, the point is that...
We don't want to talk about this.
No,
that's the point.
And then apparently there's some like drama because Newt's best friend, or old best friend, Lita... is affianced, betrothed, intended to Newt's older brother, Theseus, son of Theoden. And...
Is that his title now?
It is. and so that's awkward because he, I guess, has feelings for Lita, but Lita is marrying his brother, which...
I was thinking about this and, like...
Why does
shame on J.K. Rowling, because, like, you could definitely have feelings about your best friend marrying your brother without they having to be romantic feelings, and you could also have a platonic, hell, Hermione and Harry, like, it's more heavy-handed than Hermione and Harry was, but it's the same thing, which is, like, why can't they just be the homie, and you're like, wow, this is awkward, because... You're my best friend, but you're with my brother, and therefore alliances are weird. Like, I can't go to you to vent about stuff that my brother said to me anymore because that's your dude. And you can't really come to me about your relationship issues because that's my brother.
And it's weird.
That is, like, a very common... I don't know if it's very common because, like, whoa. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Whenever my friend's like, oh, your brother's cute, I'm like, hold the fuck up. Calm down. gross. Anyway, but I don't know how common it is, but it could be a very interesting way in which to handle that. On the flip side, she doesn't handle this well. It's not like this isn't, it's just, it's all bad. So, does it matter? I don't know. But I was just thinking that it was very rote.
Yeah. It's unnecessary.
Yeah.
Because there can be enough drama. We don't really know what happened between Newt and Lita. So, there could be, it could be anything. You know what I mean?
It could be.
But instead, it's just like, oh, you're dating my brother, so that's weird, and I don't really mess with my brother.
And his and brother also, maybe I
is
love you.
Fairly lovely, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. He's kind of like, oh, he's like, oh, Newt, he's up to his shenanigans again. But, like, for the most part, he wants what's best for him. So it's not like he's, like, an asshole, at least not at this point. I don't actually remember what he's like in the
movie. I don't think he comes back.
I mean,
he does come back. He comes back because we have all the whole Lita backstory thing, but I don't think it really matters.
I don't know him. Sorry to that man, but from what I can tell so far, he seems...
He's one of the other white dudes that comes back in a suit. Guess what? The suit? Three pieces. All right.
And what color is it?
Gray!
Oh. Speaking of gray three-piece suits, but first, sorry, not yet. A word from our sponsors.
A word from us.
Whatever. It's the same thing. The sponsors, we're just saying the words, but it's the word is from our sponsors. We didn't write the words. Did you write the words? I didn't write the words. I just said them. So the words are from our sponsors. They come from us, but are from our mouths and in our voice, but they're from them. Listen to it.
You good?
I'm good. Okay. So, scene 22, where
I love this on the page.
The croissant.
There's a on the page. Okay, guys, let me set the scene. There is a very pretty little doodle thing on one page, and it has nothing. And then on the next page, there is a croissant that's smoking. And it says, scene 22.
And you know what's funny is that I was definitely like, oh, that means Jacob's coming back. Because I don't actually remember when Jacob comes back.
Right.
So I was like, oh, tight. Okay, Jacob.
Baked goods.
It's
Jacob.
It's not Jacob.
It's skyline of an upmarket quarter of Paris afternoon. Because when I think of Paris, the first thing I think of is croissants.
Croissant.
Piping hot.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all. And then it says, establishing shot.
Mm-hmm.
Next page. It's the most wasteful use.
Of paper? Oh, yeah. I mean, but there's a couple pages like that, actually, that are like this, where it's like art, and it's and then scene, setting, establishing shot, and you're like, well, then why? I mean, I guess, that, like, yeah, for the director, and whatever, necessary. For us,
The director does not need a picture of a piping hot croissant
well,
when their croissant
their,
plays no role.
I don't think their scripts have that.
No, they don't. But I'm saying...
Also, the croissant plays no role, but no?
Sure.
Yeah. Scene 23. We're in
That's a whole scene, by the way.
Yes.
Establishing shot.
Yeah. Which is why...
We're embarrassed.
Which is honestly, is literally why, like, if you... There's no rhyme or reason to, like... There is, but, like, when we say, like, oh, we're doing scenes this from this, it could range from, like, two scenes to 12, because one scene will be an establishing shot, so... That's, yeah, we're going by page numbers and not scenes, really, or number of scenes. So anyway, 23, elegant street of 19th century Parisian houses in the afternoon. Grindelwald and acolytes. So they don't even get, like, a cool name, like Death Eater. They're not eating death, they just acolyte. So anyway, they're standing in the street. Grindelwald points his cane at a particularly fine house. A clatter announces the arrival of a horse-drawn hearse. Nagel? Crawl, Caro, Abernathy, Crash,
ain't he
and
dead?
Rossier. Or Rossier. Oh, Rossier and Macduff. Rossier is female. It's very, it's,
Isn't it Rosier?
It's pointed out. Rosier. I don't know.
I'm not saying that you Rosier. Can't read that as Rossier, but I'm saying, like, the, because that's a name.
I'm not saying it's wrong.
That's a name in Harry Potter previously.
I don't remember how they pronounce it.
Oh, okay.
That's awesome. I don't know. I know that Rossier. I know that's not how you pronounce it, but that's how it's phonetically in American, you would say it. anyway.
Isn't Abernathy dead? Did he
no,
not
he
die?
No, he just got his tongue cut off, and then, but he didn't die. His tongue was cut off, and then he switched, but then remember, Grindelwald took over the carriage, and then him and Abernathy left without the Chupacabra.
Why not?
Anyway, and Macduff. So Rossier or whatever is the only female, and it's like said, it's like made clear, it's like Rossier, parentheses, female. Which is like, you could just have a mix, but instead it's just a bunch of dudes and like this one woman. So she's like pre-Bellatrix, honestly. That's what this is. Not quite. She doesn't have the chaotic energy that like Helen Bonham Carter has, but I think that's supposed to be the idea. Anyway, also Caro and Rossier are both like maybe their grandchildren are Death Eaters.
Yeah.
So like some of these families the just Caros, can't get right.
Yeah, the Caros you might remember from Amicus and Amethyst and Prometheus.
Nope. None of those.
Yeah, but I said what I said.
No.
Amicus
and Electo.
And Prometheus.
Okay.
Whatever. Amicus and Electo. They were professors at the school just torturing children for fun and hanging them up and stuff like that during seventh year.
Filch loved
those beacons of society.
Yeah.
Those bastions of
yes
education.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. My main thing is like, so one of the things about Grindelwald that was different from Voldemort is that he was bigger in
Europe.
Like, not in Europe, but not Britain.
Yeah.
And obviously, Rossier, or whatever, however you pronounce it, is not British. Like, you know what I mean? Like, they in there can move around in Carols or whatever. But it also is just interesting to me that, like, you wouldn't take this opportunity. Like, it's just one of those where it's like a, oh, it's Easter egg. Come up with some new names. Look at these families who were just garbage. Because you know garbage. What else? It's like, really?
They you know what else? Had... Is that, like, they name drop two of these people, maybe, but
we don't actually
a minute later, I don't know who they are.
Yeah, it's not like when they show up, I know who they are, and it's not like when they talk, I know who they are. It's not like, I don't even know if, he might say one of their names. Like, you know them based on, like, maybe the, like, you know, in the releases or whatever. But that's it. Like, when they show up, you don't know who's who. So it really doesn't matter like that. And I also just think that it's, like, fucked up that... And, like, yes, there are some families who just be racist like that. And that's just what they do. And they pass down racism and Nazism.
But
and
all
they just
of
do
them?
That. But, like, at a certain point, like, come on... Especially because this is more of an international thing.
Be better.
What's the new names?
As Melania Trump would say, be best.
Oh. Perhaps not. So, Crawl opens the front door with his wand. The acolytes enter. And one's like, there, you want to...
Do it?
Yeah.
Parisian man says, Shetty. And Parisian woman says, Qui est là, which means, who is there?
Graves looks around the street, calm, wait. He's just standing in the middle of the street, tapping on the pavement with his cane. We see a green flash, the killing curse. Which is the first time we've actually seen it. Because of the, in the series so far. So that's
it's
neat.
So...
And then the door reopens. Two black coffins exit. Grindelwald watches as Nagel and Kraft load the coffins onto the carriage.
So they brought their own coffins in.
They did.
They're like, we want this
couldn't
house.
Couldn't you, like, Evanesco? Like, could you vanish the bodies?
I don't know, but...
think that you actually can, but, like, we melted a wand, like, 20 scenes ago, so nothing actually matters.
Nothing matters.
So I just
personally think that it's hilarious that instead of just going to find like an empty place or you know changing
them,
oblivate them,
like,
y'all don't live here no more.
Sorry, bye.
They show up with a hearse, two coffins, kill these people, and they keep it moving. And
how do they know to have two? Have they been scouting it out, or are they just like, oh, this house is cute?
We don't know. It doesn't matter. We never know. I mean, maybe we know. I don't remember. Does it matter? I don't think it matters. Scene 24.
So Grindelwald surveys... Oh, so this whole time Grindelwald's just standing on the street. By the way, I just want to make it clear. He has, like, these super OG, like, ride-or-die acolytes who just do his shit without him telling him to do it. And that's how you're supposed to know that he's super bad and everything, with a capital B.
Oh, wait. Maggie reminds us that Barty Crouch Jr. transfigured his dad's whole corpse into a bone.
He did do that.
And buried it. So, you know, there were ways.
But Grindelwald wants the whole world to answer right now, just to tell you once again.
Bianca said there's...
You just caught it? I'm just saying, that's what he wants.
Oh.
My head hurts. I can't see anymore.
He broke me a bit.
I mean, that's what I'm gleaning from these scenes.
Who's bad?
That's what he's trying to figure out. That's what he wants y'all to know.
Whew, Bianca says there's so much and so little at all. And yeah. Tiana says, I'm down with Evanesco. If Snape can do that to a snake, Grindelwald can do it to a dead body.
You know?
This is very extra, and that's it. That is actually the tagline of the film. Fantastic Beasts, Crimes of Grindelwald. This is very extra and unnecessary. Coming to you soon. This summer, in a theater near you. Very extra and unnecessary.
It was Thanksgiving.
I don't care. Do you care?
Really.
Do you remember?
I don't.
It don't matter.
I just assume because that's when most Harry Potter movies came out, but I don't actually know. Cool. So, scene 24. Now it's Grindelwald's hideout. Drawing room. Now it's his. It's no longer fuck them people. Oh, well. R.I.P. It's his now. So, he surveys the elegant clutter left. The elegant clutter. Sorry. Now I just read it out loud. What does that mean?
No, come on. Keep going. Because this whole sentence is great.
Okay. So Grindelwald surveys the elegant clutter left by the hot bourgeois family he has just murdered.
My note is shut up.
Yeah, what does that mean? Like, what?
And guess what? This is not a tale of, like, anti-capitalism or morality or, like, the meek rising up against the whole bourgeoisie. She just wanted to say some words to sound smart. This.
The fuck is elegant clutter? I'm gonna start saying that. But my mom is like,
my room.
Yo. Yeah. My mom is gonna be like, yo, this kitchen is wild. You're gonna be like, this is just elegant clutter. Like, I mean, that's why you got so much shit around the house. Oh, it's just elegant clutter.
Can you please carry down your fort? It's not.
It's not a fort. It's elegant clutter. Oh my gosh, like, what the hell? Okay, so then he says, yes, this will be suitable after a thorough cleanse, which, like, what does that mean? And also, do the acolytes not have a home? Voldemort had followers that had homes that he could just hide out.
Also, I was thinking about that, because don't you think it would be better as a magical person to take over a magical dwelling?
That too.
But you know what? You never know what the whole bourgeoisie got in their drawing rooms or in their pantries. You know, I'm sure that their kitchen be stocked. They probably got a ninja foodie in 1920s, you know what I mean? An Instapot.
Yeah.
Because you know, that's how the bourgeoisie do it.
Oh, yeah. In the 20s. Flumi says, he goes to Nagle. And he says, I want you to go to the circus now, give my note to Credence, begin his journey. Like, what are you, Gandalf the Grey? The fuck? You, like, leave Bilbo alone. So then, Rossier is like, when we've won, they'll flee cities in the millions. They've had their time. And I guess they is muggles, but also, what do y'all need with all these cities? Like, it's only like 100 of y'all. So, what do you need these cities from the millions for? If nobody's there.
You want an answer?
No. Grindelwald. Grindelwald goes, we don't say such things out loud. We only want freedom. Because, again, branding is important. So he's like, you know, we're not going to say that.
Branding,
like, yes,
brand consistency.
But keep it together, ma'am. You know what I'm saying? Like, read the branding guide.
Rozier is out here saying all of the quiet parts out loud.
And, like, passive decorum. You know?
That's my line.
Sorry.
But, yes, have some decorum.
Nicole says, elegant clutter when mess brings you joy. Which, yes.
One time at my great uncle's funeral, my great aunt came by and someone was literally crying in the pew. And she goes up. It was like me and like a bunch of my cousins, because, you know, I got a grip of them. I got a grip of cousins. And we're all like in the pews. And one of my cousins is like literally crying. Because our great uncle is in the casket up there. Like, he's passed on.
Mm-hmm.
And she comes up and she goes, this is a dignified event. So, however many years later, we still say this all the time.
What? Oh, my gosh.
I don't want to hear none of that shit. This is a dignified event. We were like,
yo, what?
Grief?
Right, what?
All right, cool. We'll do our best. But that's what I just imagine Grindelwald saying to Roja. Roja's right. Like, they'll flee by the millions. We have freedom to be ourselves to freedom to be ourselves to annihilate non-wizards. And Grindelwald's like,
relax.
This is a dignified event.
Yeah, I need she has big Death Eater energy in a acolyte
section. Yeah.
You just gotta chill.
Chill.
She is, and like again, she's pre Bellatrix. Prelatrix.
I want to go home.
I'm going to write that down in here so I can remember.
I want to go home.
You are home.
I don't. How did we get here? No, nobody. No. Nay who?
So then Grindelwald is like, not all non-wizards. We're not merciless. The beasts of burden will always be necessary.
He's talking about slavery.
Yeah, he is.
Which, he's like, you know. If we kill all of them,
then
who's going to do the laundry? The
you know what I mean?
Who's taking out the trash?
How are we going to get our croissants?
I like mine hot. Steaming.
You know? And then we hear the sound of a child close at hand. This shit is so fucking dumb.
This is great.
This is... Like watching this.
This is when I was like, I was like, you know what?
This is a comedy.
This is a lesson. This is a lesson. Because this is what happens when someone's like, you should write a movie. And instead of going, you know what? I don't really have a movie in me. You go, okay.
We got five of them.
Five of them.
So scene 25. Grindelwald's hideout, the nursery, afternoon. Grindelwald enters. A small child looks up, puzzled. Grindelwald contemplates him for a minute, then nods at Caro and turns to leave. So he's big and bad, but he can't actually, like, lift any... I guess, he's big and bad because he doesn't have to lift a finger. He just has to look at his acolyte and be like, you see it. And then the acolyte be like, I do see it. Say less. And then...
Caro!
Them babies murdered. They dead.
The Caro family.
But they are, though.
Killing babies since 1920.
Like, the fuck? There's another green flash as Grindelwald closes the door. I'm like, two things. I was just like, okay, so why? And then I said, bye, Harry. Because, you know, if Voldemort had just, like, sent Snape up in there to kill him, then, like, the killing curse would have backfired on Snape. Snape would have been dead. Voldemort would have still been out here.
Boom.
Anyway.
And yet, Voldemort came after this and didn't learn.
Well, in this case, this was heavily documented.
True.
Only because, like, what does Grindelwald care about a baby, you know?
When Voldemort goes to visit him, Grindelwald would have been like, you know where you fucked up, my dude?
What was it,
1922, 1924? It was, you know, around then. I don't know. I had landed in Paris, right? And I found this house, and it was very nice, but there were, like, these two haute bourgeoisie people, and they had to go. And so, you know, me and my acolytes, you call them Death Eaters, I call them acolytes, and I feel like that's a little bit more classy and a little bit, like, elegant clutter, you know what I mean? And so me and my acolytes, we take over this house, we're getting in, we're getting all comfortable, and I hear a cry, and I'm like, ew,
a baby,
that does not go with the decor that I'm trying to set up.
Not with the elegant clutter.
No, the elegant clutter, you know what I mean? So I go upstairs, there's a child in my house that I just got. I just, you know... Find the lease in death. And I looked at my homeboy and I said, you got it. And I left. And then he got it. And I just feel like where you went wrong. Tom.
Delegation.
Tom. This is your second go around. I just need you to delegate, bro. I need you to delegate. Like,
you're coming here.
You're coming here to Nurmengard. Like, why? You have people to do that.
You do have people.
That's lame. Learn from my mistakes.
Oh, yeah. Well, not even my mistakes. These are just his.
Learn from my triumphs.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Did you kill a family of haute bourgeoisie to take over their...
He just moved into
the Malfoys, causing resentment in your acolytes?
You know?
So that they turn on you?
All up in the master bedroom?
You don't have to fuck where you sleep.
Yeah.
You
know what I'm saying? Please.
You know?
God.
With the sister-in-law in their bed, that's just asking.
just, be betrayed.
Just asking to be betrayed. Yeah. Just go find it, you know, pick a nice place in Piccadilly Circus. Kensington Gardens. Kensington Gardens is actually really nice because that's when they have all those, like, rows of white houses.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they're all, like, stark white.
Yeah.
Imagine what Tom could have done. He didn't delegate.
But, you know.
And alas.
Earwax.
Earwax.
Anyway, that baby's dead. And it's out of pocket. But, like, it also, like, does not matter. Like, it's, again, it's
Bianca said, moments. I know you're not saying it, but I keep hearing Aflac.
Yes.
Oh.
It's just, it's one of those moments where, like, you can tell that they're trying really hard to make Grindelwald seem menacing and, like, oh my god, like, this dude with his frosted tips is really out here. But, like, we've seen NSYNC, we've seen Backstreet Boys, we lived that time. You know what I mean? They had frosted tips. So they're not terrifying. Let me finish my thing before you start looking at me crazy. My point is, they should have chose a different person, a different hairstylist, a different script.
I don't know, looking back at that time, frosted tips are kind of terrifying.
I mean, but not
they're not terror-inducing.
No, they're just like, oh, for sure, that's a choice. I guess you're out here. Good for you.
You know. Do you know that there's, like, a whole thing on the internet about J.C. J. Blige? Because of his celebrity hair? They put him on Mary J. Blige.
What?
Because his hair and celebrity was a... It was a time.
It was other times. And then the soul patch.
He had
that was a time. You really stuck with feathers. Him, man. That's crazy.
What?
I just said you stuck with him.
To this day. Now he's rocking, like...
Now he's out here with an ape hair.
He's rocking beanies. When he has very specific thoughts about the beanies, you know? He's like, there's all these, like, down there's these skull caps, and they don't cover your ears, and the whole point of a beanie is to cover your ears, and I need a beanie to cover my ears. So he said in the NSYNC interview, because he got this bright pink beanie.
I see.
Still fine. Still got that 8-octave range. Still doesn't give a fuck about my feelings, or we would have an album. Anyway.
That baby's dead. scene 26. London Backstreet, evening. Speaking of Backstreet Boys.
Backstreet, back.
All right, okay. Newt apparates and walks on briskly beneath the increasingly stormy sky. Seconds later, Stebbins and Aurora apparate some yards behind him. They have been playing this game for an hour. How do you show that they've been playing this game for an hour? Like, cinematically, do you know?
I don't know, because I honestly don't even... I don't even really remember
this. I don't even know who Stebbins is. Sorry to that man.
They just be having these names in bold, and I'm like, who?
You could just say it's a dude. It's some dude, some nigga following him down the street. That's it. And I'd be like, bet. Cool. Because are we going to see Stebbins again? Probably not.
But even if we did, it's the same effect because they're all in gray three-piece suits.
And it's so many people. I think that's one of the other things. Is like, maybe this is because, like, you know, watching the Harry Potter movies, I'm coming off of, like, reading the books, so I know who everyone is. But I felt like it was, like, they established who these people are, and they look different. Yeah, I mean, even Fantastic Beasts, like, I pretty much was, other than, like, a few people, like, Bingley or whatever, like, a couple people where I'd be like, oh, and even now, I know what his name is. But, like, there are a couple, like, I more or less could track who was who. Sometimes I'd be like, I don't know why they're there, like, the Muggles. But I knew who they were. At least, like, I could recognize their name and be like, oh, yeah, that's John Voight, or whatever the fuck. Like,
oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, whereas, like, in this case, I don't know who Stebbins is. I don't know, I don't remember that dude's name.
Yeah, it's John Voight.
Yeah, but when I read the name, I know that that's John Voight, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
I couldn't hold a gun to my head, I could not tell you that dude's name, like, right now. But I know John Voight played him. but, like, yeah, I just feel like, now they just are. She's just throwing all of these people here that only show up for a scene. It's like, why do we need to name them? Why? How am I gonna remember? Are they gonna be a bigger point? Nope, they're gone. So, like, it's just unnecessary. And I can't hold that information in my head. Like, I can't even hold their faces. And the thing is, right, there's nothing. You don't know who this person
right,
is.
And there's nothing that makes them in the scene. Stebbins. It's just, like, an aura who's being, you know,
he looks
like an FBI agent. Like, he's just, like, some nameless law enforcement agent who's following Newt. And that's fine. Like, that is a thing that we are all, like, we all recognize. Yeah. But it's also a thing because it's kind of, not a trope. I don't know if it's a trope, but it's like a well-established visual cue.
Yeah.
That no one's really paying attention to Stebbins. We're like, okay, that's
it's just that one.
That's the law enforcement dude who's tracking him.
Yeah.
Because in the vast majority of films, like, those guys are nameless and faceless. Right. Like, they're SHIELD agents. You're right. Like, there's another SHIELD agent. You're there's like, another yeah, one.
Probably finna die soon. That's crazy.
Crazy.
Yeah, but that's it. So anyway, Stebbins is following. Newt says Ventus, and then Stebbins is immediately caught in a hurricane for one. To the confusion and amusement of passing muggles, his hat flies away, he's almost knocked off his feet and cannot proceed. So
that reminds me of Chicago.
Sure, but
you ever
like,
just walk down the street in Chicago and then all of a sudden you can't breathe because the wind is like, fuck you.
You know, I lived there for like 2 years.
I know, I'm
it's
just saying.
A couple times.
Yeah, I'm just saying, every time.
Definitely started to cross the street and then I took a step off the street and then the wind blew my foot away and I was like, well, damn.
They're like, no.
Nope. I was like, why do I live here? Even though I actually really do fuck with Chicago.
It's a great city.
In
that's
those
why.
Particular moments. I was
but
like,
there are many times where you find yourself being
like,
unable
if we
to
just
move.
Picked up Chicago and moved it.
Right?
To a place
that
where...
That pesky lake is just in the wrong spot, let me tell you.
Man.
They could just move that lake 2 miles to the left.
Or just move the whole city to, like, California, then be lit. Sorry, please don't come for me, people from Chicago. I really do fuck with y'all.
Happy birthday, Eliana.
Anyway... The thing is, so a couple things that I don't get about this scene is that, like, so the muggles see it and they're like, oh, that's crazy. This one dude is being blown away by wind that we don't feel. Like, isn't that a violation of the statute of secrecy?
Not really. That, like, those wind tunnels happen.
But it's, like, literally for one person. I don't know. I'd have to see it to, like,
yeah.
But I'm not going to.
The way that I read it is, like, he's still in, like, a small, like, he's, like, in an alleyway or whatever. So you just, like, looking like, oh, you got caught in a wind tunnel. But also, does it matter? I don't know.
Yeah,
I mean,
really
thinking
my other thing is, like, this dude is so incompetent. Like, he must be Dawlish's, like, predecessor or some shit. Because, please, get it together. Have some...
Decorum?
Not even decorum, just, like, competence.
Yeah,
know?
They don't do that there.
No, they
where
don't.
They do that
That's
at.
Why they was trying to hire Newt. So then, smiling slightly, Newt withdraws his hand, leaning against the wall of the dark alleyway to find a single black glove hanging in the air in front of him. He looks at it, expressionless. It gives a little wave, then points into the far distance. And then he looks and sees that high on the dome of St. Paul's Cathedral is a tiny human figure, essentially waving at him.
Can I just say, this was like...
stupid?
Yes, but there's... Okay, so there's this line in... the wizarding world, I guess, or, like, magicalness or whatever, where it's whimsy, this is line between whimsy and, like, not even camp, but, like, corny, you know? It's like, oh, that's cute, that's cool, that's funny, that's clever, mm-hmm. And then, oh, no, that's corny. This is corny. This crossed that line.
Yeah.
And but at least, I will say, I appreciated the attempt at whimsy.
Yes. I think so, for sure.
It's a failed attempt, but I appreciated that she at least made an attempt.
Yeah. So then Newt looks at the glove, which makes as though to shake hands. Newt takes it, and he and the glove disapparate. So wouldn't this technically be a port key?
Yes.
Because...
it is.
That's not how disapparation works.
No.
Cool. Glad we're on the same page. Scene 27. We're on the dome of St. Paul's.
I wrote fuck off there.
But and, so he apparates beside a dandy-esque 45-year-old wizard with graying auburn hair and beard.
In a dark gray three-piece
so,
suit.
So, I first did math, because he's 45 now, so that means that he's 110 at the start of the Philosopher's Stone, which means he's 116 or 115, something like that, when he dies. So, there's that.
At least the math works.
Yeah, math works. That's mostly why I did it. I was like, let me just make sure y'all not just making
at least McGonagall is showing up.
You know. Yet. My thing is... this man is dandy-esque. So this is Dumbledore, in case you aren't sure. I read that and
gay
was like,
Dumbledore.
Where is he dandy-esque? Because, so I had to Google dandy because I know what it is, but I had to, you know.
You want to make sure. You want to be precise.
So, like, not even where, but just like, when has Dumbledore ever been a fucking dandy? So this is dandy, noun, Shout out to Google. A man unduly devoted to style, neatness, and fashion in dress and appearance. Which, like, sure, in the muggle world, neatness, fashion, and fashion are different than in the wizarding world. But apparently not in this one little decade where this man is just in a three-piece suit. Don't get me wrong. Jude Law in the three-piece suit.
It was great.
Great. But guess what?
Have you ever seen...
That's not fucking Dumbledore.
Have you ever seen The Young Pope? Yes. I haven't seen it, but I've seen, like, the clips and the shots and stuff. So don't tell me that Jude Law can't get, you know, up in his, like, flamboyantly three-cut, you know, velvet... Crushed velvet, wasn't it? I don't know.
But I just know it was. He was in a robe, and it was fashionable, and he stunted, okay?
Right.
This instead is just like, oh, yeah, it's just some other dude in the 20s. And that fucking number, where is his plum velvet? I don't know, emerald, you know?
You know?
Cerulean, you know what I'm saying?
Remember when he wrapped up all... Marigold. Remember when he wrapped up all, like, light blue, John?
Yeah, the periwinkle?
The periwinkle robes.
Okay. Mauve, maybe?
You know?
Perhaps lavender, lilac.
To offset his blue eyes. Magenta. Blue eyes. Boom.
You know? You know what I'm saying? Crimson.
What is that? It's the Devil Wears Prada, and she's like, so you think...
Cerulean. That's
you're
right.
I know you said cerulean, but I'm just trying to do the yeah. Miranda Priestly. So you think that you've made a decision to not care about fashion. Meanwhile.
You're in fucking gray. This is trash.
Meanwhile.
I hate
your
it.
Entire wardrobe has been picked out and stopped for you by the people in this room.
I'm upset. Anywhere. It's Dumbledore. And
is it, though?
Apparently. That's what they tell us. And then Newt's like, were the less conspicuous rooftops full then? And Dumbledore says, I do enjoy a view. Nebulous. And so then a swirling fog descends over London. And I'm like, okay, cool. So Dumbledore's a waterbender now.
I said this is boring.
That too, but I was whatever. Trying to, you know.
I just said, what the fuck ever. This is making me curse a lot. Mm.
Me too, but I also thought it was the mojito, but I think it's just this.
No, I think it's just this. Yeah. No, because these are all in my notes. Like, I'm cursing a lot in my notes. I wrote this. I wrote, what the fuck ever.
That's different.
That is different.
Yeah.
He could have been Trudeau'd. It's a verb. It's a thing you do. Samnika agrees that the Pope dress would have been perfect. Like, literally, she should have just looked at his wardrobe, called the lady who styled him, or the person. I don't know who styled him for the young Pope. Call that person and be like, yo, this, but make it magic. Like, come on.
So
and he's on top of a roof. He's Dumbledore.
Aquamarine.
He cannot be seen and not be noticed if he don't want to be noticed. He could...
Jade robes.
Dumbledore would be seriously seeing that walk on the top of on the top of that roof. Sachet Chante runway. You know what I mean? Cover girl.
Just like a violet.
Put that bass in your walk.
A violet.
Head to toe. Let your whole body talk.
Yes, but like I just all these options. Velvet, brocade. You know what I'm saying? Like,
listen,
silk.
You tell me that Dumbledore is going to be in something and there's going to be fashion.
A fur.
And I'm thinking...
Just one fur.
I'm thinking, Sasha, you stay.
Only
but
one.
All of a sudden, it's like Shantae. Away.
A three-piece suit?
That's not it. Shantae,
y'all,
say Sasha,
like,
away.
This is... Okay, sorry. We're going to stick on this for a second.
It's so basic.
It's been a minute, but I just... So, it's been established in the Wizarding World in the first chapter of Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone... When Vernon is going around and he's like, in his little gray ass suit, is like, who are all these people in purple and green? And why are they not wearing pants?
And like Halloween, sure, but that's for young folks.
Yeah.
Like, why are y'all out here?
It is daytime. Like, what? Come on.
Get it together.
This is ridiculous. And
meanwhile, they are like,
and then there's like,
color.
Fudge in a lime green bowler hat and
red
suspenders. And, like, pinstripes and some other shit that don't match.
Listen.
There's fucking Alfie, or what's his name? Not Alfie.
Archangel.
Archie, who's in a nightgown and is like, this is
and
my shit. I don't care. Like, there's...
Boots with the fur is what I'm looking for.
Well, no, but what I'm saying is that it is like, a canonical thing, and it's established over and over and over again that wizards do not know how to dress in the current time. And a lot of it is because they're supposedly stuck in the medieval times. And like, okay, fine, maybe America is not. Maybe the American wizards.
But we're not in America right now.
I know. Maybe they have it together, maybe because of, like, I don't know, chattel slavery, they out here. Or some shit. I don't know. They got some other shit going
slavery?
On. I don't know, maybe they're still in, like, they could still be in, like, colonial dress or some shit, but they're not in, like...
They're closer
because they came here and now everybody's dressed like, you know, they're either a slave or a slave master, but apparently not. Now they move on to the 1920s, fine. If that's the way, even though they're supposed to be more removed from the Muggle world than Britain, whatever. I don't give a fuck. Tell me what it is. It's America. We ain't never seen it before. But we've seen London. And we've seen what they look like in the 90s, dressing like they're in fucking 1500s. And now we're in the 20s and they're just like how did y'all go? Did y'all have like a reckoning or like a new, like who came in? Was it Madam Malkin who came in and was like, no. We gonna have to reorient. And I would like to see that. If we're gonna have that as a story about like how fashion regressed in the Wizarding world. But a three-piece suit is so boring. And I just feel like if you're gonna be like, oh, we're really excited to make this story about the magical world and to do, and like even if the script is trash, like at least have the costuming, like do something. You got all these people out here. Black Panther, Game of Thrones. That script was trash, and their fashion was magnificent, okay? Sansa's little finishing number in the finale, beautiful. Chef's kiss. Whatever the fuck was going on, I don't know. It was garbage, but she looked tight. And I just, like, feel like you could do that. You don't have to, like, something has to be good in this, and I think that's the problem, is it's all bad.
And I think, too, my thing is, like, even if you are going to give them, like, period appropriate wear, they're dressed in like 1920 style. Why is it so gray?
Everything's boring. Like, and like 20s fashion was actually lit.
It was super lit.
And y'all are just
and
here
and dandies and like fucking and zoot suits were lit.
No, instead he's just in this gray shit.
And I think that there's also, it's because she wants Newt to stand out in his blue
and
coat.
In his
cerulean blue coat,
which is like nothing. Is he, what is he, but the doctor? Like, I just,
it's not hitting, and it's so, there's no, it's boring, there's no whimsy, and like you said, like if the script was trash, at least give us something to like cling to. And like the operating and the disapparition is like cool, but then you see that they overuse it, mm-hmm. and then I'm like, even
it.
In
like,
this,
even
like, next couple of scenes like,
I'm like, why? Please, like,
why? Somewhere. So, yeah, it's just, none of it matters. And then he's in a gray three-piece suit, so it really doesn't matter. Portia says, this is all because they never gave us fashion in the original movies. They had to stay consistently mediocre. We should see wizards in the Muggle world giving us Dorothy and Oz rather than Dorothy and Kansas. Whew, a word. Mm-hmm. Bianca says they could, you know, work in a, nobody came to see basic Dumbledore. He could have had on a brute shaped like Aragog. He could have been working a vintage fascinator. Peacock feathers. Dumbledore with peacock feathers. I would like to see it. America burned some witches and wizards and then quit fashion. Latte says there's no whimsy, no wardrobe, no magic. Period. No whimsy. Period.
That's on period.
No wardrobe, period. No magic, period.
Yeah.
Bianca also notes that in the OG books, the twins literally got in trouble for operating so much because nobody does that. And I get it, you're trying to stay two steps ahead of your
horror
friend, but like the more
the
you.
The person can follow you.
Right, like, and like the more you. Just operate where you're trying to go.
Like, this is so dumb. You're not supposed to be able to track people through apparition. I'm pretty sure that's not a rule, but I guess you can melt wands, so.
Nothing matters.
Anyway.
Moving on.
So Newt
running
and Dumbledore,
out of Mojito.
I've already run out. Newt and Dumbledore disapparate. Now they're in Trafalgar Square. Dumbledore and Newt evaporated and walk on past the Great Stone Landseer Lions, darkening sky becomes increasingly ominous. And I'm just like, it's already gray. Everything's gray. Like, why does it all have to be ominous and dark and gray?
I mean, we are in London, so gray is, like,
sure,
a part of
it.
But
it
in Trafalgar Square, for sure, like, when you're at, like, dusk and stuff, the shit is pretty as hell. Like, it's gray, but, like, there's colors in the sky. Like, there's more depth to it. And to be honest, like, London would be a big city, whatever, but it would not be a world-renowned city. Like, it wouldn't be a place for everyone to go if it was just gray and dank and gross. Like, there are like, very stunning places to go.
Yeah.
No matter what the weather is. Like, the weather might suck a lot most of the time. But even still, they're, like...
I'm just saying, we got more weather in, like... I don't know. It's the same shit.
And if you're in a place like London where it can be gray and misty and whatever, then you, like, lighten it up with the wardrobe.
Nope. Everybody's gray. Everything's gray. Monochromatic. You might as well not even have color cameras. Dumbledore is like, how was it? And Newt's like, they're still convinced that you sent me to New York. Which apparently Dumbledore did send him to New York. Which, you know, we had no clue before. But now we know that the whole time Dumbledore sent him to New York because he told Newt where to find the Traffic Thunderbird. And he said, you knew I would take him home and you knew I'd have to take him through a muggle port, which only because Makuza doesn't have customs, apparently. Which is like, why would he have to take him through a muggle port? That don't even make any sense. You knew I would have to? Because why? Because he's going to New York? Or because he's going to
And he knew that you wouldn't have fixed your fucking briefcase?
That doesn't make any sense to me. Like, you knew I would have to go through a muggle port. Like, sure, but is it just that particular port? Like, okay, I'm gonna stop asking questions before my brain explodes.
Dumbledore says, well, I've always felt an affinity with the great magical birds. There's a story in my family that a phoenix will come to any Dumbledore who's in desperate need.
What is he, the fucking Sword of Gryffindor? Is that what Fox is now?
Yes, because I'm like, why isn't it? Why isn't it just that Dumbledores? The Dumbledores are a phoenix family. Like,
it just that, like, Dumbledore himself had Fox, and that was his dude, and that was it. Like,
he loves birds. He bird watches. I don't know, whatever. But you know, like, there's some families that are like, I'm a lab. I always grew up with labs. I always grew up with poodles. I always grew up with minx cats. I forget what they're called. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. a tabby, a Siamese. Like, whenever we had a Siamese, they got old. We lost them. And then 2 weeks later, we had a new Siamese. Like, we are a Siamese family. Cool. Why is there a story that a phoenix will come to any Dumbledore who is in desperate
need? Why is there a story about it? Y'all are Dumbledores. Like,
how many Dumbledores are there? There's literally you, your brother, and your sister.
It's a family. Like, y'all just have, like, what are you, like, King Arthur? Like, what?
Do you have to get initiated to become a Dumbledore? Like, what is that?
Did you get jumped? Like, what the...
What is the king?
I didn't expect to be so angry. Like, I was mostly fine, but I think maybe it's because Dumbledore's here now that I'm just like...
Yeah, no, the Dumbledore thing takes it to a whole other level.
I don't care about these other people, but, like, say what you will about Dumbledore, but, like, he is sacred as opposed in terms of, like, character and, like, Harry Potter and whatever. Like, y'all are just... on some bullshit right now. I don't give a fuck about no phoenixes. Give me Fox and that's it.
It is really... It's really annoying.
Yeah. Okay, so... He's talking about his great-great-grandfather had one and it took flight when he died, never to return. Like, don't try to give me feels when I want to have feels.
And also, it's like really...
It's so heavy-handed and it's so, like, you're trying to pull this thing out of whatever. On top of the fact that they didn't actually show Dumbledore's funeral in the Half-Blood Prince movie, or Fox. So, mm-hmm. How would any, like, regular moviegoer go? That's specifically for the book... readers who already, if you read the books, already done with this shit. So you're just trying to piss us off.
I think she thinks that we'll be like, oh, I remember that.
Fox had the Phoenix's lament. Like, leave me the fuck alone.
But also, like, what she doesn't get is, like, when I'm watching this movie, I'm thinking about the Harry Potter movies, because the movies can and exist separate from, I've already done the work of separating the books from the movies. But on top of that, this is supposed to be the 20s. It's supposed to be before all of this happened. So bringing me back or making me think about something in the future, it doesn't work. It doesn't do the same thing. And also, I've done that. It's like the, it's like when we were reading Cursed Child and Bionna, you brought up the point of like how many times you have to relive the Potter's death. Mm-hmm. How many times until it just becomes this thing that you're bludgeoning us over the head with. Right. And like because
at the point we're like, I don't even care anymore. Okay,
right. It doesn't do anything anymore. And like at this point we've done the Cursed Child and we've done Fantastic Beasts. Now we're on the third thing and you're still beating us over the head with old shit.
That we love already. Like, you don't have to convince us to love the OG 7. Like, we're already here. That's why we're here.
That's why we're here.
We got here. You don't have to convince us.
That's why we're still here, even though we don't want
to
be.
You don't have to convince us with that.
When we ask the question, how did we get here? It's because of them goddamn books that I'm wishing I'd never picked them up at this point.
I mean,
I'm sick of it.
I just, honestly, I feel like we're already here. So give us an actual story. We don't come here just for your name. That's not why we picked up those books.
I mean, but that's why we picked up these movies.
That's why we picked up movies, sure. But, like, at a certain point, you have to remember
you gotta do something.
Why we are even here for you in the first place. Like, why are you even a household name in the first place? And give us that. Because, like, we don't, I don't care about, like, at the end of the day, I don't actually care about J.K. Rowling.
No.
And not in, like,
and even more, that, like, even less and, now than
I mean,
ever
yeah,
before.
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely less now. But what I'm saying is that, like, yes, like, I came to this because of her, but, like, I'm not just gonna stick out on some bullshit just because this one person did this thing one time. You know what I mean? Like, at a certain point, you have to, like, think, and this isn't just Fantastic Beasts. Like, this happens all the time. There's all these, like, reboots and and revivals and like, sequels and whatever the fucks that people are doing lately, and it's like, that's fine if you actually give us the story, because we didn't
and a
just,
new story.
We don't just like it because it's this conglomeration of people and, like, this one person wrote it, because when the thing came out, we didn't know none of these, we didn't know any of y'all. So, like, the reason we came to it was the story, right? And so, why, like, at the point where you're not giving us the thing that we came for, then, like, why are we here?
Really? Right. Maggie says, it's such a problem with prequels and sequels that writers try to make the families of characters have the same things that make the original special. And it doesn't work because if you're trying to, like, the original was special. So you need to find something new to make this new thing special.
And part of the thing, like, the thing that makes it similar is the world building.
Right. If it exists in the same
world
with the same rules, right. You don't just go around changing the rules to fit the dress or whatever the fuck you're talking, whatever you're doing. If the world exists in the same rules and you can have the illusion of, there's like certain, I do not read Stephen King because I love myself, but like Stephen King novels will have a completely different thing and like one minor character will walk by in a, like a major character in another novel or something will walk by it as a minor character or a nothing, like they'll just like pass by and that's it. It's like, oh my God, they exist in the same world. They could be on the bus at the same time.
Right.
But like that has nothing to do with this story and their story has nothing, you know what I mean? Like it's just like the idea of this character that I love and whose story I love exists in the same world as this character I love whose story I love, but those stories are different, those characters are different. Like, that's enough.
Yeah.
That's all you need. And, like, and that is really just to give you a sense of, like, oh, I know where I am.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't make a world.
In a way, it, like, establishes what the rules are.
Right.
And so you're like, okay, now I know to an extent what to expect. And not necessarily, like, oh, I know how the plot's gonna go, but you're like, okay, I know how this thing works, where we're gonna be, like, what's going, like,
there's not gonna be a whole new system of magic, there's not gonna be a whole, like, whatever.
It's just like, okay, I understand some of the rules of what's going on here, even if, like, the actual plot is different and the characters are different. I mean, that's fine. If we're gonna have actual, like, plot, you know what I mean? And not just, like, this contrived bullshit, cool. I wanna know about Fantastic Beasts. I don't really care about the Crimes of Grindelwald. Unless we were already going to be told, like, that's what we were supposed to be doing in the first place.
I think that's another, like, big thing.
Still,
I feel hoodwinked. I feel swindled about this whole thing because
it
was.
But also, at the same time, like, we did the Nazi thing.
Right. That's what I'm saying. It's like, I feel like when you announce Fantastic Beasts and it was going to be Newt's story and whatever, and you call it Fantastic Beasts, so, like, I know that that's a textbook. I know, like, you know what I mean? Like, I feel tricked into, like, oh, I was coming in to, like, learn more about Newt and how he became a magic zoologism or whatever. that's what, when you announce that you're making Fantastic Beasts movies, that's what hooked me.
Yeah.
Was, okay, we're going to find out about this new career path that has nothing to do with Auras. There's no, like, evil, dark, big bad. And if there is, like, it's, you know, a beast or, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's just, like, it's something else. It's Pokemon, whatever. And I got suckered into thinking it was this. And then all of a sudden, I'm sitting here and I'm looking at Dumbledore talking about Grindelwald. And I don't give a crap.
I mean, the other thing for me is, it's like, do I even want to be or go or, like, into the Wizarding World anymore? Like, everybody's all, you know, we always, like, growing up was like, okay, now I want to be in the Wizarding World so I can be.
Nah, because these people don't know how to get their shit together.
Y'all keep having the same fucking problem. So mm-hmm. why would I want to be here if y'all got the same problem?
I don't know.
Same niggas with the same ideology and you can't get rid of them. You just keep with the grandkids are just there now. It's different. It's the same family's new face. No
money, no problems.
And then, like...
Same problems, actually.
Same problems, just less cartilage. And I just need them to figure that shit
more,
out.
More cartilage, actually. Oh, I guess if no, you're doing less because yeah, Voldemort. Forward. Yes. You're correct.
Okay. Anyway, that rant's done. Thanks for listening. Scene 29. Oh, wait. Oh, yeah. So then, sorry. Newt says before scene 29 is like, I don't believe for a minute. That's why you told me about the Thunderbird. And then there's a noise behind them. The silhouette of a man appears out of the shadows. They disapparate again. So I'm just like, what? Like, why? Like, why are we just running away from this dude with this apparition? And how is he able to follow you? And what's the point of this apparition if this nigga can follow you? Just walk around. Just turn the corner then. Like, what's the point? There's no point. This is the waste of a budget that you could have been using on fucking fashion, but instead you're using it on this apparition. Anyway, I feel like the fashion is the direwolves as the apparition is to the dragons.
Yes. Yes.
And now I no longer think the apparition is cool. I mean, the dragons are fucking lit. I don't give a fuck. Drogon is my son. I'm just saying, like, in this context.
You sacrifice fashion for apparition and you overdid it and you lost it both. Maggie says Fantastic Beasts book could have been the culmination of 20 years of research, could have had him starting off at the turn of the century chatting with Queen Victoria about being a werewolf. I love the tie-in for you Who fans out here.
We love to see it.
We love to see it.
Okay, so right. Now they're at the Victoria bus station. Dumbledore is like, Credence is in Paris, Newt. He's trying to trace his real family. I take it you've heard the rumors about who he really is, and Newt's like, no. Dumbledore says,
"Listen, no one.
Sorry.
Who he really is? He's no one. This is Rey from Star Wars. You're nobody. You're nowhere. No one cares. No one buys.
Oh, yeah.
And then almost. Oh no, no, you're Palpatine's granddaughter. Fuck off.
Forgot about that shit. I actually really only saw Rey Skywalker that one time. I would rewatch it even though it was like the script was a mess. It actually looked cool." Just give me something. Because even when I was like, this isn't bullshit, I was like, but it looks lit as hell, so I'm in it. I don't care. It looks tight. You could at least make Crimes of Grindelwald look tight, and I would have been like, this is some bullshit, but I don't give a fuck because these magic fights are lit. These magic fights aren't lit. They're Mm-mm. stupid. They don't make no sense. They're contrived. We don't even need to be here.
Everybody in gray. The scenery's gray.
It's like,
everything is gray. We all gray.
Are you caught up on Housewives?
No.
Okay, then I won't say it.
Go for it. I don't care.
Okay. This is like,
I don't care about spoilers.
I know. It's my general stance. I know. So, yeah. This is like Kenya Moore hiring that one little dude talking about, oh, this is TMZ, to ask her questions outside her event. When one of them, she should have just been about Nene and Candy and some shit. When you should have just been asking about your fucking event. What is your event about? I don't know. Now you're talking about homegirl and the popcorn or the peanut. Who cares? Fake. Contrived. I don't give a fuck. I don't care. Please.
Anyway, all right.
Okay. So now they're on the bus, which apparently
a stationary.
Stationary bus. It's like, why? So then Dumbledore says,
I don't remember them being on a bus.
Me neither. The purebloods think he's the last of an important French line, a baby whom everyone thought lost. So all the purebloods,
all of them,
in the whole world, just like the criminals, all the criminals in New York at the speakeasy.
Mm-hmm. But here's my thing. Isn't the whole point of this whole fucking story, the entire reason for Hermione motherfucking Granger, is that your line, your lineage, your your blood doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. So, like, sure, the pure bloods think this. But and the pure bloods, whatever. But why does it matter?
Yeah. So they think it's Lita's brother. Which, like, one, again, like, I wrote, who gives a fuck? We're talking about cousins. Right. They, I was like, who cares? Because it
and Lita looks strange, sure, but she's not French. Her name might be French, but her daddy was white as hell. I mean, not that French people aren't white as hell, but her daddy was English as hell. On the Titanic for some reason.
Which we'll get to, but not until later.
It just doesn't
make sense in that, like...
And also, how does Newt know about Lita's brother? Everybody know about Lita's brother? Yeah, like, because all of a sudden, when we get there, it's supposed to be a big secret. She has a brother because she stole the other little baby or whatever the fuck.
Right, because she switched the baby.
She has a brother.
So they shouldn't even know that there was, unless maybe she, like, confessed, but then at that point, why would you? It just, yeah, it doesn't make sense. And, like, are y'all looking, is this the fucking chosen one? Like, that's the thing, is, like, they're treating Credence like he's Harry Potter.
Yes.
Like, Newt and Credence together are Harry Potter. But it doesn't make any sense that, like, you would be looking for this one pure blood baby from, like, 20...
Aren't y'all supposed to be looking for the Elder Wand? I guess Grindelwald already has the Elder Wand.
So not that you're supposed to be looking for something else.
Shouldn't you be worried about some other Hallow or some shit?
Yeah, it's more just, like, why does it matter? Other than, like, yeah, we saw that Credence was, like, more powerful just because, like, he was able to control his obscurial
And isn't powers. That enough?
Yeah, like, he doesn't have to be...
Is that not
from
enough?
Any family. He doesn't have to be anyone, really. So this is just, it's all, again, it's contrived, and, like, no one really cares.
Come on, Rey.
Rey so Skywalker. Dumbledore's like, that's what they're whispering. Pure blood or not, I know this. An Obscurus grows in the absence of love as a dark twin and only friend, which, like...
Wait, keep going.
If Credence has a real brother or sister out there who can take its place, he might yet be saved.
So then what the fuck happened with Ariana?
Right.
You weren't a real brother.
I wrote the exact
you weren't a real
thing.
You weren't
like she, why does you, having you didn't really love her? Blood matter? Like some people are only children.
You didn't like, really love her?
You couldn't just have a homie?
It has to be blood.
And like yeah, blood magic is supposed to be real.
And also whatever, this like, is also like really in terms of like an allegory to like mental health and wellness and like trauma really fucked up because people who are loved go through trauma, and that mm-hmm. trauma sticks with them. Mm-hmm. And they can be loved the whole time and still have to deal with the trauma that happened in their lives.
And there people, are also people who have trauma, and it was inflicted on them by their blood loved relatives.
Ones. Yeah.
By, like, the people who were supposed to be their loved ones. And it can't but be that they're the only ones.
Was living in a closet.
Right. So it just...
And
it
found his own family through the Weasleys. Like, this whole thing is just so... gross and dangerous like in
and
terms of like a
makes,
lesson and makes no
yeah,
sense
yeah it makes no sense in the context of like logically. The stories that logically but also in the context of the stories that she's told already because we like have seen that she understands this so then it's weird or understood it I guess because then it feels weird that now she would say something that's like not that she hasn't already been saying things that are immediately the opposite but like the whole point of this is that it's supposed to be like it's the same within the same themes and within the same like whatever but instead
she's contradicting
she's
herself
just, yeah
and... Svenika says I'm confused she switched the baby so the one that was saved was not her brother but shouldn't he have been raised as her brother or did she tell and they gave him up hell I don't know either
I guess we'll figure it out
next time on Dragon Ball Z Latte says I feel really bad for Ezra Miller. Imagine being a huge fan and you get to be a part of the world and it's this mess. I mean, imagine being Jessica
Williams
and you get to be a portrait. You know what I mean? Like,
I mean, I guess, like, that money still hit the same in the bank account.
Right? The money hit. The check did not bounce.
Oh. I hope not. Yikes.
So then, Dumbledore continues and says, wherever Credence is in Paris, he's either in danger or a danger to others. We may not know who he is yet, but he needs to be found, and I rather hoped you'd be the one to find him.
What, but why?
Why?
This is my question.
Then he conjures Nicholas Flamel's card from thin air
again,
and offers it to Newt, who eyes it with suspicion. What's that? It's an address of a very old acquaintance, of mine, a safe house in Paris, reinforced with enchantments. safe house, says Newt. Why would I need a safe house in Paris?
Because he's asking you to go on a fucking because secret mission. Because he's asking you to go on a secret mission. Where Grindelwald with an Obscurus, is after
and Grindelwald is after, and Purebloods are after Credence, and everybody's after Credence. Dumbledore says, one hopes you won't, but should things at some point go terribly wrong, it's good to know you have a place to go. For even, a cup of
like,
tea.
Amani's not in the chat, and I'm pretty sure he just, like, gave up. But
yeah.
The point is like for the Dumbledore haters, like, he just feels like a caricature of himself anyway. So, like, yeah, he's doing all this stuff, but, like,
he's a puppet master now.
But it's, like, so obvious and so, like... Like, it's just... It's not even...
Dumbledore is supposed to get you like, in Paris, care. And then 20 minutes later, you're like, why am I in Paris? I mean, I guess.
But, like, instead, you're just like, oh, he's, you could just tell he's pulling the strings. You can see the strings. And at the point that you can see them, like, and not even like a, oh, I kind of see the glint of the thing with the harness. Like, Newt has a whole ass harness over his fucking suit with, like, thick ass, what's it called? Cables. And you can see that shit, and it goes straight to Dumbledore, who's just like, oh yeah, we out here. This is tight, right, Newt? This is so much fun. And he's like, wee! It's like, that's some shit. That's what it is.
Yes,
and
exactly.
Like, who cares?
No one.
Anyway, now they're on Lambeth Bridge.
They keep so operating.
Operated out of the bus onto a bridge.
Why?
Why do they keep moving?
I wrote, why?
Because, like, yeah, the dude was following y'all before, but, like, he hasn't showed up in at least two apparitions. So this
it's like one of those, like, you can't stay in the same spot for more than whatever because they're tracing your call because they have cell phones
that
you're operating.
Y'all are together. Y'all are in the same place.
I don't know. It don't matter. It's all
so,
people.
Dang. I lost my picture.
Because she's coloring right now.
Anyway, okay, so Newt's like, but I'm banned from international travel. If I leave the country, they'll put me in Azkaban and throw away the key. And Dumbledore's like, he stops and he goes, oh, this is the shit that I saw in the trailer. And I was like, no, it's the bullshit. I hate this.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, do you know why I admire you, Newt, more perhaps than any man I know? You don't seek power or popularity. You simply ask, is this thing right in itself? If it is, then I must do it. No matter the cost.
What's that got to do with him not being able to travel internationally, though? Also, that didn't answer his question.
And also, like, it's recycled. Harry Potter? Like, I don't
it's recycled.
Care. Like, if this is what you admire in this dude, you know how many people are like this?
A lot.
Like, why don't you just be better, Dumbledore? Like, I don't get it. Like, I just...
Be best.
Like, it's not like he's... That doesn't make you special. I guess. Like, yes, it's a good thing that you see what's right and you do it or whatever, but that should just be what everyone does. It shouldn't be like, that's why I fucks with you, bro, because you
and here
do
we
the
go.
Right thing. That's what he said.
Newt asked a very logical question. That's all very well. Thanks for seeing that in me. But why can't you go? They stop. Dumbledore. I can't move against Grindelwald. It has to be you. No, it doesn't.
It doesn't have to be him. Like, well, okay, yeah, sure. You don't have to move. You can't move against Dumbledore or against Grindelwald for whatever reasons,
shit.
Which we'll figure out. We'll find out later, but it's a blood pact, apparently, not just because, like, they love each other or whatever the fuck. It's some other magical shit that they did that was some dumb, you know, oh, we're teenage boys and we're gonna, I don't know.
Tie ourselves together
because
we're in
brothers
love.
For life or whatever the fuck. I mean, not brothers, but y'all know what I mean. That's
some,
what they're trying
some,
to tell us. Like,
some
it's like manly
much different
and
than
super
brothers.
Definitely not gay because we're not going to show that even though we told y'all that's what it was. The point is, like, why does it have to be Newt? I'm still not convinced.
And he says...
I think I may have said this last episode, and I feel, like, about how Newt's, like, character does not change at all in the last movie.
Yeah.
So this very much feels like... It doesn't feel like a sequel to the last movie. It feels like a start of a new... It's like we had that movie and then we're starting over.
Yeah.
And so in this case, again, like, I'm not convinced, even from all the stuff that we saw in the last movie, why it has to be Newt. I saw a lot of reasons why it shouldn't be Newt. Or, like, why y'all should just leave him alone to do his stuff with his animals.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, why does it have to be him now? And it just is, like, because people keep telling him it is, as opposed to, like, showing us. He don't have a blood pact. He don't have a scar. He not attached to no horcruxes. He doesn't even really give a fuck about y'all. Like, he really just trying to be out here with animals. He doesn't care about humans.
He doesn't have a bit of Grindelwald's soul in him.
No.
He doesn't have... His brother is fine. His brother is living large at the ministry. His boothang is in America, out of harm's way if she stays out there. His former boothang is booed up with his brother. He doesn't have really
any motivation and really any
He's Slughorn, where Slughorn is like, I mean, sure. I guess I have skills that would be helpful. If I'm there
when the battle starts,
sure.
Then I got you. But y'all finna call me on the on my cellular? I guess they're not. They don't have that. But like,
they call should. Me, beat me if you, you want to reach me.
Like, and I'm all the way in like fucking Brazil, and y'all the battle's in Paris. Like, that's a lot to get there.
And I'm on probation. I can't go nowhere.
I can't go nowhere. Like, I just.
You want me to break probation for you? For why?
For Credence, who may or may not be a Lestrange?
Why don't you tell Minerva McGonagall, since she's up and alive and walking around?
And not a baby. Anyway.
So Dumbledore says, I can't move against Grindelwald. It has to be you, which we've discussed. Well, I don't blame you. In your shoes, I'd probably refuse too. It's late. Good evening, Newt. And then he disapparates. And Newt says, oh, come on. And then Dumbledore's empty glove reappears and tucks the business card bearing the address to the safe house into Newt's top pocket. And Newt, exasperated, says, Dumbledore.
Because apparently that's just, like, what Dumbledore does. Which, like, fine. But no. Like, it's,
do you
like,
know what this reminds me of? This reminds me of, so there's this one time. There's two times after. So this one time when I first went to school. I went to school in Indiana. My dad knew someone whose nephew went to school in Indiana.
Oh, yeah.
And then
yeah.
My dad was like, you have to call this kid, and you guys, you know, black families, they do that thing. There's a black person in Indiana, so you should know him. Mm-hmm. So I met up with him, and we went and got coffee or something like that. And then he had to go home because his life was wild. And then my dad later was like, have you still talked to so-and-so? And I was like, no,
right.
I don't know him. No,
yeah.
He got enough stuff going on in his life. Ain't got nothing to do with me. No. I don't need to. I don't want to. I don't. I don't need to go call this guy in Paris. I'm not going to. I don't need to. I don't know him. I don't know him. Sorry to this man.
Mm-hmm. But anyway, now he's like, oh, that's just Dumbledore. He's just out here. He just be telling me to do random shit. So I'm going to do it because it's Dumbledore. But no one cares. And that's it.
So I asked for MVPs because I'm still doing that. I'm keeping up with the tradition.
Cool. The answer for me is
that's what we should be doing.
My MVP is this color app because that shit's great. It's just color by numbers, so you're really not doing much.
Yeah, you're just shopping.
Except, like, sometimes where you have to find it is hella small, so you really can't be looking for it. It's a little difficult or whatever. Like, you gotta focus or whatever the fuck. But, like, it's very soothing. Like, you're not really doing anything, but it's still calming. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, shout out to that app, which I can't even remember what it's called. Happy Color. That's what it's called. Shout out to Happy Color.
My MVP, and this goes to, like, all of quarantine times. So now you can just get booze delivered. So, mojitos.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. That is valid.
They mint, and then they give you separately, they give you the seltzer water to pour in it on top of it, or the club soda or whatever. It's really been a friend of mine these past... Oh, yeah. I think we had mojitos last weekend.
We had wine.
I had wine. I had a beer.
I don't know. Did I have wine?
I need to get more beer. Alcohol is my MVP.
Yeah.
And I stopped drinking for a while and...
honestly, since the quarantine, like, I generally don't... Like, I've had a couple sodas, which is weird, so I have to stop doing that because my face is breaking out. But, like, water, tea, and alcohol, those are like... my like three jams, and since we've been on quarantine, that's been like my main thing.
Yeah,
and we love to see it.
Go just have some rum after this.
I've had enough rum.
Where's the rum gone? In honor of Johnny Depp.
Oh, yikes.
In honor of Johnny Depp? Yikes. No. Yikes. Fuck that nigga. Oh. What? Why? Gross. Okay, so. Bianca MVPs us. Maggie needs to take a nap. Maggie MVPs her cat, who just made a hairball that was more colorful than what the disaster of a costume department came up with in Dumbledore.
Oh my gosh. That's hilarious.
Latte MVP's Newt simply for questioning Dumbledore. And she was trying to think because she was just going to MVP the creatures, but they ain't no creatures.
No, there ain't no creatures.
Ain't no beef.
Ain't no, Oh, no, we saw the Chupacabra, but he dead.
He's dead, though, but
last,
he is.
The last creature we saw is dead.
No, we saw Thestrals.
No, the, oh, we did see
Thestrals. After the Chupacabra.
That's true.
And that's been
but
it.
Then the, but then we saw the horse-drawn hearse. They were just regular ass horses. We saw muggle horses this time.
We did see muggle horses. Dumbledore mentioned a phoenix.
But I don't give a fuck about them phoenixes. Where's Fox no. at? Fuck the mother
phoenix. Portia MVPs the good people of Paris for remaining colorful during this time, despite the sepia filter JK and Warner Brothers would have us believe. Also, maybe we should MVP the haute bourgeois for their elegant clutter.
Yes.
Tiana MVPs Black Girls Create for creating this platform and a bomb-ass trivia night yesterday. Hey, we did do that.
We did do that.
Latte changes her MVP. She MVPs herself for making it to the live stream. And welcome. We're so glad you're here.
We are.
We know it took you a minute to get here. We're sorry that you strove so hard to get here and this is what you got, but we're glad you made it. Love to see it.
Truly.
Benched?
Grindelwald? Part of me was going to bench, Dumbledore because I was like, I don't give a fuck, but, and also, why does it have to be Newt? But Grindelwald, literally was out here.
Nurking babies.
In his fully black black suit with the buckles and the
frosted tips,
but he had the full, he wiped his mouth and he was like, you ain't bad, you ain't nothing. So these random ass, a lovely muggle couple who really was just minding their business, but he had to do a whole lot, and so he's benched.
I am gonna give it to not Dumbledore, but Dumbledore's glove, because bitch, mind your business, you know. And, you're not a glove, you're a port key.
Oh, wait, no, sorry. Stebbins.
And mind your business.
Stebbins is, well, no, okay, Grindelwald is still bench because, murder and, genocide.
Murder and mayhem.
And fascism is, yikes. But mm-hmm. Stebbins, you can't follow, how, if you're able to track somebody through apparition, then, why haven't you caught him yet?
Right? Apparate to where he gonna be.
Come on.
Loser. I'm also gonna bench Rozier for saying the quiet part out loud, because in this time.
You mean Prelatrix?
Prelatrix. In this day and age, it just have very at least at least pretend. Bianca benches. I literally do not care enough to bench anybody. So Joe is benched. Word. Maggie benches Joanne for doing this to us. Latte benches. I don't know Grindelwald. She said. I don't know Grindelwald. Because none of this matters.
None of this is... You can melt wands. So
really,
at this point, who cares?
Portia benches whatever software used to house this drivel for not permanently erasing the last two projects while they were being written. Tiana benches people who do not social distance. They then want help when they get sick. That was everyone.
Cool. Thanks for listening. Next week, we'll be discussing scenes 31 through 36 of Fantastic Beasts and the Crimes of Grindelwald. Make sure to follow along. Just follow along. Join the conversation.
Let us know your thoughts. We don't need to know who's bench MVP. Or MVP. We're not doing that shit.
If we want to know,
it don't matter.
If you want to tell us your MVP and bench, do it. Whatever. I'll listen. I would like to know them. I just won't be recording them.
Yeah.
That's the point.
We can't.
We can
let you know now, though. The loser of this book is JK us. Rowling and us.
We lose. Nobody wins.
Nobody won.
That's why it's kind of
But let us know what you think about, what's going on, for sure.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
If you're enjoying this, did you like this movie? Tell us why. Unironically, I'm interested.
If you want to join the conversation on Twitter, add us at BLKGirlsCreate. Black Girls Create. We out here. New at. Same us. And hashtag Wizard Team. Again, check out our website at blackgirlscreate.org and shoot us some cheering charms for our birthday and compete in the House Cup. But check out Twitter and keep updated.
Yeah, but if you have, if you have, that competitive spirit and you're a Ravenclaw.
I can't.
Then do the damn thing. If you have that competitive spirit and you're not a Ravenclaw, do the damn thing anyway, but, say that you're a Ravenclaw.
I want the Gryffindors and, Slytherins to get ahead at one point just so I can see what Delia has done with the graphics.
Wait. Oh. Nicole MVPs the bourgeoisie for the drama of it all and benches Dumbledore for letting the gaze down.
He did. That is what
he
happened.
Did let the gaze down.
There's just so much opportunity.
You know?
And he fumbled the bag. Thanks, y'all. Goodbye.
Bye.